you wrote a tome down the rabbit hole.
Uh-huh.
And it is basically a tell-all. Why the tell-all?
Well, for so many years, I felt like I was living a lie because I left the mansion. I left all that behind me. There was a lot of obviously like glamorous positive things that people see about the situation, but it wasn't really a very healthy situation for me. And for so many years, when people would ask me about it, I would just say, you know, nice things like I was taught to do. And I felt like I was living a lie and really felt like I had a story to share that would, you know, maybe help other people not make the same decisions I did or not feel defined by a decision they made in their early 20s or to get out of a bad relationship. So I really felt like I had something to share.
Well, I mean, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt of, you know, in your early 20s, I mean, we all make bad decisions in our early 20s, but having read the book, there seems to be like a continuing pattern of you leaving home, you know, trying to scramble your life together, which many of us mm-hmm. do. But then at that point on, you made a pretty conscious decision to try to, number one, be a playmate, which you did when you were back home. And then mm-hmm. number two, try to take it to the next level. And when you had the opportunity to move into the mansion, I mean, nobody forced you to stay. Why didn't you just leave?
Well, I think that's a million-dollar question for anybody who's in a bad relationship. And we all know that person who complains about how the way they're treated, but, you know, they still love that person and they want to make it work and they don't leave for so long. And part of it for me was, you know, feeling branded by the outside world for the decision I made. I was judged pretty harshly by people I knew and, you know, felt bad about the decision I made. So I wanted to justify it by making it work and by turning it into a relationship that I would be proud of. And I was pressured to give up my job, so I really didn't have – I cut myself off from the outside world at that time, and it took me years to really regain my self-esteem and finally say, you know what, I can't do this anymore.
You know, it's interesting, and let me say, you know, I'm far, and I'll be blunt, Bob Cadet, I'm far from a prude. But you enter into a relationship where the realities are you're dating somebody old enough to be your grandfather, and you're sharing him with two other women. Well, what did you really expect? I mean, you couldn't have expected this loving relationship. Because the whole dynamic of a couple and a relationship is kind of destroyed here, not so much by the age factor, but by the fact that you guys have to take turns.
Well, no, definitely that was something I didn't like about the relationship. And I wasn't really – when I joined the group, you know, I met these other girls who were – first of all, to make matters worse, there were seven girlfriends when I moved in. But all the girls, when I met them, there was definitely a culture of recruitment. You know, they want to sell the situation and, you know, what are they going to do but act like they're happy? They have to justify this decision they made. So, you know, I was in college. I wanted to be a playmate. I thought, you know, this is a wild, crazy, fun thing I'm going to do and then move on. But I definitely got in over my head. I wasn't emotionally ready for the situation, and it turned into a bit of a nightmare.
Well, you know, you raise an interesting point there. You said you were in college. I mean, why not continue with it? I mean, the only issue I have, you seem articulate, you seem pretty, you seem intelligent. Why not go down that path? Why choose the path of basically selling yourself off, which is really what it was, as opposed to the other opportunities that were being presented to you?
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to share my story is I think, you know, these days we grow up in a culture, especially if you're from a small town like I am and you're not really surrounded by it, where you look at the media and you think fame and money are the most important things and that they'll make you happy. And really, you know, having normal relationships and respect for yourself is so much more important. And, you know, you can try and justify the decisions you made to the end of the day, but if you don't have those basic things, you're not going to be happy. And it's definitely one of the reasons I wanted to share my story.
Now, in fairness, you know, you talked about, and we're joined by Holly Madison, and she has a new book out, and the title of the book is Down the Rabbit Hole: Curious Adventures and Cautionary Tales of a Former Playboy Bunny, and it's available via all your usual local booksellers. Now, you were leading, and again, I guess closeted almost in some ways is the right word, akin to what people who are either transgender or a lot of times homosexuals are forced themselves to do, and they lead these closeted lives. You were leading a closeted life based on this book, and it sounds like it almost led to you taking your own life And that ended up being something that helped you kind of come out the other side. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. I was very depressed living there. You know, I'd come to, you know, care about this person who, of course, didn't care about me. And there was a lot of, you know, manipulation and living with a lot of people I didn't get along with. And, you know, my self-esteem was down the tube. You know, I'd given up my job, didn't really have any, you know, means of supporting myself at that point, was scared to go out in the outside world and face all the judgment for this situation I was in. And I forgot where I was going with this. But yeah, you're right. No, it was kind of a closeted life, because when you make a decision like that, you want to justify it and you want everybody to think it's okay. And it's funny, when I came out with this book, there's so many women who are involved with Playboy that kind of like get really mad and they want to come out and say I'm lying. And of course, I'm not lying. Everything I say is true. But when you've been involved in the Playboy world, which is a controversial world and a famous world, and everybody wants to know about it, you know, I know how these women feel, because when I first came out, I didn't want to talk about Playboy. I wanted to start over and do everything on my own, which I did, but people still ask about it. And just to kind of get them off your case, you just kind of say, oh, yeah, everything's great, blah, blah, blah. So I know what these people are doing. You know, they're telling everybody their own version of the world that they lived in. They're telling their friends and their family. And then when I come out with the truth, they feel very threatened by that.
Now, you come out the other side, you're married, you have a family. Just talk about a little bit about your evolution, because we've talked a lot about Holly Madison in her 20s and our thoughts on some of the choices you made, and you spoke about some of these choices you made. Talk about, number one, kind of where you are now. And, you know, again, this is not to pass judgment on, you know, using the human body to pave a way in life. It's been done forever. It's being done in today's mores. It's kind of commonplace. You're beautiful. It was one of your weapons and one of your tools. Talk about who you are today and what, you know, what you're doing now and some of the other things and how you've evolved and how different you are now from that girl in her 20s that was living in the Playboy mansion and living this closeted life.
Well, when I left the mansion, you know, I knew I was leaving everything behind me as far as the TV show and, you know, anything that Playboy could ever help me out with. So I completely started from scratch. I got very lucky. I got picked to be on Dancing with the Stars, so I had something to do for a couple months, and moved to Las Vegas, was in a show there, did my own TV show, and really learned to stand on my own two feet and, you know, get my independence, which was very, very valuable to me. I'm very glad in between the years of being at the mansion and being married that I had 5 years of being on my own and being independent, because obviously you need to learn who you are and know that you can stand on your own two feet. And of course, I'm married now, have a baby, just finished writing this book. I'm working on a second book. So it's just very fulfilling to finally have that balance of work and family and, you know, not have to run around and care about how you look so much. And it was definitely, you know, it was funny because when I was young, I thought this was just something fun and glamorous I'm doing while I'm young and I'll move on. And of course I did move on, but I just got lost in that world for so long in such a serious way.
You know, and again, it's, we all make decisions in our 20s that we end up regretting. And you know, and for the people who are criticizing you immensely, I think that's something that they're failing to realize. But now that you've written the book and it's out there for the public, and, you know, as you said, it's your version of the truth. I'm sure certain people disagree. Any regrets about anything that's in there?
No, absolutely not. I made the commitment to be 100% truthful. You know, I beg on myself as much as anybody else. There were chapters that were very hard for me to write about. During the writing process, I'd skip over them and be like, okay, I'm coming back to that. I'm coming back. But, you know, I was committed to tell the truth and present my whole story, and I think that's the only way anybody can really learn from it.
Well, Holly, we appreciate the couple minutes. And, you know, again, you can find the book on Amazon, local bookstores, and everything else. It is an interesting story, and you know, as your life evolves, feel free to write another one. You know,
Thank you very much. We'll
get chapter two and talk about the post-20s Holly Madison and what direction the rest of your life ends up taking you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now.
Holly Madison.